Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
So we get to this part here, in verse number 6, he talked about their unbelief. Even though they had the blood applied, they crossed over, they still didn't believe. There are so many believers today. They're saved on their way to heaven, but yet they still don't believe God. Remember the disciples? Lord, help thou our unbelief. There's a lot of saved people. And that's, by the way, is what the book of Hebrews is all about for those who are kind of new to this. The book of Hebrews is written to those believers who were hanging in there. A lot of them were going back. Saved Jewish people were going back to the temple worship. They were sacrificing Christ afresh. Remember, we looked at this in Hebrews 6, other parts. And they're not coming back. Were they saved? Absolutely. They were saved by the blood. Did they lose their salvation? Absolutely not. But Paul was encouraging these Hebrew people to stay with it. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. And so much the more as you see that day approaching. A lot of them was going back to temple worship. But he was trying to encourage these Hebrew believers to stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. A lot of people who are saved just don't believe God no more. That's a whole other story, but you see that here. The Israelites murmured, complained those whole 40 years. Food, water, all these things that God supplied because of their murmuring. However, after 40 years, they never had to change shoes. Ray Tate, this past week, I don't know how old they are. They're in great shape. I get hand-me-downs, all right? And they fit me, and they're nice-looking. They're old shoes. I know they're old shoes. They're out for 40. Noel Gilbert will be here with us today. He has a pair of shoes over 40 years old. I don't think he ever wears them. I think he just, you know, brags on them. You know, I'm just kidding, putting them in a box. I got a pair for. Anyway, they never had to go to Walmart to buy shoes. God took care of them for 40 years, and they still fussed and complained. That's why I think a lot of Baptists were back in that day. But anyway, however, after 40, and this is important, okay. After 40 years of wandering, a new generation of Israelites, these who were under the age of 20, crossed over Jordan into Canaan, and they believed God. That's why it wasn't a problem for them walking around the walls of Jericho. They had seen what God had done for mom and dad and grandma and grandpa, always in the wilderness, and seen all the great things God had done. And it wasn't a problem when they crossed the Jordan River, saw the mighty hand of God. So it's nothing. They already defeated a couple, the king of Og and some others they'd already when they crossed over. Then they come to this big city called Jericho. I won't get into how big, but it's huge. It's a fortified city. You ain't touching this city. I mean, they were just as the people in Jericho was happier than pig and slop. Okay? Nobody could defeat them. And all of a sudden, here comes these Hebrew. And by the way, there's all of them, I believe. Can you imagine? 2 million people walking around the walls of Jericho. And I won't read the passage of scripture, but God told Joshua, I want you to take your people and I want you to walk around 6 days. Don't say a word. That's why it's hard for me to believe women were going around the walls. I'm just kidding. But anyway, they were quiet. Y'all still love me. Well, I'm just crazy today. All right, they were walking around the wall, didn't say a word. And how long it could have must have taken them to walk around these walls. And the people up on the walls, imagine they were laughing and carrying on. The seventh day was something different. I won't read the passage of scripture, but y'all know the story very well. God told Joshua, "You have these. I want you to have 7 priests and 7 trumpets." And you walk around that wall 7 times this time, 7 times around. And after you walk around the 7th time, I want the priests to blow those trumpets. There are 7 priests, 7 trumpets. And they blow those trumpets. Boop! And then the people, the word is a great shout. I'm not going to do it here, but if I was at home, I would do this. Ah! I don't know what they shouted. I don't know. The Bible just said they let out a great shout. And the Bible said, if you read this in Joshua, book of Joshua, that the walls came down. And they just walked in. And they got the spoils, the victory. If you cheat over another chapter number 7, there's a fella by the name of, later on, Achan. They won another battle, and he took some stuff. And Joshua lost his first battle. He said, there's sin in this camp. And they went, and they found that stolen stuff that he wasn't supposed to take. And Achan was Achan. And his family. And anyway, all that had took place. Those walls came down, and we see that great. What a strange way to defeat a city. Normally, Danny could tell you, because he takes people over to Israel, he would tell you that when they would besiege a city, most of the time they didn't try to climb the walls. They would besiege a city by starving them to death. They surround the city, and you can't get food, water, anything else. That's why many cities would be fortified with food and water that would hold them for years to come. But eventually, they run out. Okay, and so a lot of times, they wouldn't try to climb the walls. They'd just wait them out. What a strange way to defeat a city. But doesn't God do things strange? You ever see him do anything strange in your life? Only God could do that. Well, that's what happened here. What a strange way to defeat a city. However, they believed God, walked around the walls 6 times, 6 days, walked around it 7 times. They believed God. I don't understand it. That's just what he tells us to do, so we're going to do it. They believed God, and that's what counted. Amen and amen. Verse number 31. Hebrews chapter number 11. This was put together. Okay, I love this. By faith, the harlot Rahab. Let me stop right there. Do you know every time Rahab is referred to in Scripture, she's referred to as the harlot? Now, there's some Bible translators and some Bible commentators. Remember how I define a commentator? A commentator is just a commentator, okay? They just put their thoughts on the pieces of paper. There's a lot of commentators who believe that Rahab was just an innkeeper on the wall, and she wasn't, the word harlot meant she was just an innkeeper, okay? No, the word harlot literally is from the Hebrew word that we get the word pornography from. Okay, I won't go any farther than that. But let me tell you this, God can save anybody. Amen and amen. What a picture of God's grace. And that's why she's mentioned over and over and over again, the harlot Rahab, or Rahab the harlot. A picture of God's grace, how God can save anybody, anywhere, anytime. And I'm so glad about that. And I look over the congregation, if God could save y'all, he could save anybody. If you think you are worthy of salvation, I wonder if you're even saved. None of us deserve salvation. You know what we deserve? We deserve hell. Every one of us. But by God's grace, and we see the story about Rahab. And I want to look at that a little bit farther. Rahab acted in faith. That's why she's in here. What a thought. She's mentioned with Abraham, Abel, Enoch, Isaac, Jacob, all these great Hebrew. Rahab is mentioned. She acted in faith. Rahab knew about the Lord God. Rahab had heard what God had done for the Hebrew people. Turn me back to Joshua chapter number 2. Let's read this story, just a couple of verses about Rahab hiding these spies. And what Rahab had told people, that these spies.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier.
Happy birthday, Papa, from Aaliyah.
Happy birthday, Papa, from Jackson.
Happy birthday, Papa, from Connor.
Happy birthday, Papa, from Addison.
Happy birthday, Papa, from Tristan.
Happy birthday, Papa, from Brody.
Happy birthday, Papa, from Amy.
Happy birthday, Papa, from Carson.